Today, the U.S. Supreme Court stepped to the forefront of the debate over the president's powers in the face of terrorist threats. The court said it would decide before summer whether the president may designate an American citizen an enemy combatant and hold him incommunicado indefinitely. The justices acted in the case of Yasser Hamdi, an American-born Saudi, captured on the battlefield in Afghanistan. He's been held without charge at a Navy brig for nearly 2 years. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here with us now. Nina, is this something of a blow for the Bush administration?
It's a setback. The administration had won the Hamdi case in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond. That court ruled that the president does have the power to hold Americans captured on the battlefield. And the administration had urged the Supreme Court not to review that lower court decision, to leave it intact, in other words. In fact, earlier this week, with another enemy combatant case in the wings from a different appeals court, the administration urged the Supreme Court to, at least at minimum in the Hamdi case, wait for now, take no action until you see this other case and see what we have to say about this other case.
Now let's sort this out a bit. This other case, this second case, is the case of Jose Padilla, a man who was alleged to be involved in a plot to use a so-called dirty bomb.
Yes, Padilla was seized in Chicago when he got off of a plane. He's an ex-gang member from Chicago. He was seized when he got off a plane, and they thought he was going to plot, at minimum, setting off a dirty bomb in the United States. And they held him for quite some time, but they didn't have enough evidence to indict him, or evidence that they could use in a public courtroom anyway, so they designated him an enemy combatant and have held him in the same Navy brig along with Yasser Hamdi. But for reasons that I won't get into, the case ended up in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York. And last week, that court said that the president could not hold Padilla incommunicado without a lawyer, without family. The court stressed that it was not taking any position about people like Hamdi, who were seized on a foreign battlefield. In other words, the Padilla ruling applied to American citizens seized on American soil only. The administration then went to the Supreme Court, and it said, look, we're going to appeal this Padilla decision to you, but before you make any decision about whether to review the Hamdi case, please wait for our brief in the Padilla case. And normally, the Supreme Court is very deferential to that kind of plea from the government, particularly that kind of procedural plea, wait for us. But today, the court basically said, no, we're not going to wait for you. We're getting into this, and we're getting into it now.
And now the court had already agreed to hear the challenge brought by the detainees at Guantanamo.
Yes, and again, that was in the face of the administration urging it not to take up the issue because the administration had won the Guantanamo detainees case in the lower court.
So what do we make of all this?
Well, look, the administration clearly knows that the whole enemy combatant issue is the shakiest contention that it's got, that that's its shakiest ground in this whole civil liberties debate. When the Hamdi case was appealed to the Supreme Court, they said finally that a lawyer could see him. A couple of months ago, the administration said that it would soon let Padilla see a lawyer, and that still hasn't happened. So the administration is obviously worried. This is where the rubber meets the road, to be trite about it. This is the hardest case for the administration, this whole enemy combatant issue.
Now, is there some danger of reading perhaps too much into this? Because as I understand, it only takes four votes from the justices to hear a case.
Well, I wouldn't bet any money on the outcome of these cases, but I don't think that the court would have decided to step into the Hamdi case right now in the face of the urgings from the administration to wait if there weren't more than four votes.
NPR senior legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.